Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's your news for this hour. And here on Kearney District Court, Richard Arnold Shaner has pleaded guilty to retail fraud in the third degree before Judge Ferris. The charge stems from an incident on January 7th, 2026, at a Walmart in Bad Axe, where he admitted to removing items from packages and passing all the points of purchase with the intent to leave without payment. As part of a plea agreement, Shaner will pay $64.94 in restitution to Walmart. The court sentenced him to 12 months of probation. Conditions include completing a Thinking Matters course by July 31st, 2026, performing 18 hours of community service by September 4th, 2026, and being prohibited from Walmart premises in Bad Axe. Shaner is also responsible for fines and costs totaling $669.94, with the remaining balance of just under $355 after bond, due by September 4th, 2026. A 10-day jail sentence was imposed but held in abeyance, meaning it will not be served unless probation terms are violated. And Sean Christopher Lewis was sentenced today in Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexandra Pahani represented the people, while Attorney Michael Morosky represented Mr. Lewis. The prosecution recommended adopting the probation department's recommendation. Mr. Lewis's attorney stated that Mr. Lewis completed an alcohol assessment and a med class and is engaged in counseling, expressing regret for his actions. The defense agreed with the probation recommendation, in part requesting 9 months of probation and immediate payment of fines and costs. Mr. Lewis has also expressed regret, acknowledging the ripple effect of his actions on others. The court sentenced Mr. Lewis to 9 months of probation under the supervision of the probation department. Mr. Lewis is prohibited from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances except as prescribed, and from being in locations where these are sold, served, used, or possessed. He must submit to random drug and alcohol screening at his own expense. The sentence also includes 1 day in jail with credit for time served and 30 hours of community service due by September 4th, 2026. Fines and costs total $1,135. Mr. Lewis may be eligible for early discharge from probation upon successful completion of all terms. And today in Huron County District Court, Brandon Joseph Shetler entered a guilty plea during a plea cutoff hearing. Shetler pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired and an added count of open intoxicants in a motored vehicle. This agreement led to the dismissal of the original OWI charge, a speeding violation, and a civil infraction. The factual basis for the plea included Shetler's operating a motor vehicle on March 18, 2026, in Caseville, Michigan. He was pulled over for speeding, admitted to consuming vodka before driving, and failed sobriety tests. Intoxilizer results were recorded at 0.191 and 0.194. A half-empty bottle of liquor with a broken seal was found in his vehicle. Judge Ferris accepted the guilty plea, dismissing the initial charges. Sentencing is scheduled for Thursday, May 14th at 9:30 a.m. following a probation interview. The court also approved the use of a SoberLink device for Shetler in place of random testing, with the understanding that random testing by a probation officer remains possible. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.